The Caribbean Today, a digital news panorama by the Latin American News Agency from Havana, Cuba. Today is Thursday, December 14, 2023. The Foreign Minister of Cuba, Bruno Rodriguez Barrilla, ratified the commitment to preserve the humanist and social essence of the Bolivarian Islands for the peoples of our America, ALBA TCP, 19 years after its creation. In his account on the social network, highlighted how in these almost two decades of work, the ALBA TCP has woven ties of integration and cooperation between the peoples of America. The MINREX also evoked the creation of this mechanism by the historical leader of the Cuban Revolution, Fidel Castro, and the late president of Venezuela, Hugo Chavez, strengthening the union between the peoples of the continent. So far, more than 50,000 spectators in Cuba have attended the cinemas and video theaters of the 44th International Festival of the New Latin American Cinema, an event that will close next Sunday in Havana. CubaCine reported that more than 6,000 eight-ticket passports have been sold at this regional and international film festival, which runs from December 8 to 17 on the island, while the purchase of tickets has registered more than 16,000 digital downloads on the digital platform La Papeleta, CubaCine reported. Also, the New Latin American Cinema Foundation, through its Latin American and Caribbean Film and Audiovisual Portal, called until Thursday for the participation of viewers to make the cyber vote. The reality of a weekly flight by Boliviana de Aviación from Santa Cruz to Havana is currently an incentive for entrepreneurs from both countries to coordinate their efforts in the Cuba Única promotional campaign. The Cuban ambassador to Bolivia, Danilo Sanchez, said, with the inaugural flight, a long-standing desire to connect and unite the two nations has been fulfilled. Bolivians and Cubans now have a direct flight from Santa Cruz to Havana and vice versa. During the launch of the Cuba Única campaign on October 26, at the headquarters of this diplomatic mission, Sanchez, along with Janet Ayala, director of the Cuban Tourism Board for the Southern Cone, and Joania Degger, first vice president of the Viajes Cuba SA business group, highlighted the links between the two countries. The ambassador said they expect that this flight will strengthen the excellent relations between Cuba and Bolivia. The search for solutions to transform the reality Cuba is currently facing will be one of the main issues on the agenda of the 7th plenary session of the Central Committee of the Communist Party of Cuba. Roberto Perez, head of the Communist Party Organization Department, told reporters that the conclave to be held on December 15 to 16 will be a comprehensive assessment and approval of the path to be followed only a few days before celebrating the 65th anniversary of the triumph of the Cuban Revolution. Perez explained that the plenary session was preceded by a broad consultation of the documents to be discussed in more than 34,000 meetings. Assessing the ideological work following the ideas, concepts, and guidelines of the 8th Congress of the Political Organization, the guidelines of the economic and social policy of the party and the revolution, and the National Plan for Social and Economic Development until 2030 are on the agenda of the Communist Party's plenary session. The Communist Party Central Committee Political Bureau will report on its work as in previous plenary sessions. The National Ballet of Cuba will return to the stages of Costa Rica next year with a program that will surprise the public of this Central American nation. The announcement was made by Flor Carreras, producer of Interamericana Producciones S.A. of Costa Rica, to Prensa Latina. As explained by Carreras, the National Ballet of Cuba is visiting Costa Rican stages for the third time to repeat that experience, which is very gratifying due to the great technical level of its dancers. For the producer, it is vital to support dancers from Latin American nations and to stimulate exchange between companies. And in the international agenda, we have that the Central Workers of Argentina Autonomous remains in a state of permanent assembly after the adjustment measures announced by the government of Javier Milei. The organization explained that the decision responds to the need to mobilize in order to strengthen the unity of the population and the capacity for resistance, and pointed out that it is essential that the voice of all sectors be heard and defend sovereignty, work, production, social justice, and democracy. The Secretary General of the Central Workers of Argentina, Hugo Godoy, denounced in a press conference the extreme crudeness and brutality of the actions that the country's new leadership approved, and warned that they will lead to a path of recession and hyperinflation. The Minister of Economy, Luis Caputo, announced on Tuesday that state labor contracts that are less than a year old will not be renewed, and confirmed the reduction of the ministries from 18 to 9 and the number of secretariats from 106 to 54. This means an elimination of more than 50% of the hierarchical positions of the public service and 34 of the total political positions, it was explained. Meanwhile, the Puerto Rican Teachers Association demanded that Governor Pedro Pierluisi take action to address the state of poverty suffered by retired teachers. The president of the Teachers Association, Victor Bonilla, stated that they presented a series of proposals with that objective, which include increasing the pensions of retirees and reestablishing the medication bonus and the employer contribution to the medical plan. Not making these changes now will imply greater repercussions in the future, said Bonilla Sanchez, after the entity delivered two bills to the House of Representatives and Senate on Tuesday afternoon to benefit retired teachers. The initiative arose after a study that reveals that 30% of retired Puerto Rican teachers, mostly women, receive less than $500 a month from Social Security. And this is all for today. We'll be back tomorrow with more news on the Caribbean that unites us.